Okay, today was the yard site of the Chafetz Chaim. I would like to say three different Torahs from the Chafetz Chaim al Torah, and we'll connect them to Rosh Hashanah a little bit. Alonu Shemin Zchusser Fushim for Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Berivka B'Sosh Chayisrael. Also for the yard site of my great grandparents. Yard site of my great grandfather was which was Chav Beis Elul, Rabbi Yosef Ben Yechazka Levi, and Tzar Bas Mordechai's yard site is Rosh Hashanah. The first idea comes to us from the Chafetz Chaim in Parshas Bereishis in Perek. Aleph, Pasig Bezin Gimel, Va'aretz, Haisa Sov, Vavo, V'choshech, Apanei Sahom, Vayomer, Alukim, Yor, Vayi, Yor. The Kaddish Baruch Hu brought Choshech, there was Choshech and confusion to the world, and Kaddish Baruch Hu said, let there be light, and there was light. Says the Chafetz Chaim, a profound lesson, that even when there's Choshech, a Jew has to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I must start, even before we start the Torahs, a really good way to get into Chafetz Chaim ala Torah is to get Rabbi Zelig Pliskin's book, Growth Through Torah. He gives you the English Torahs, and you'll be able to see it inside. See it in English first through Rabbi Zelig Pliskin, and then you see it inside. Says the Chafetz Chaim, what's the deeper idea here of the Choshech al Panei Sahom, and there was Choshech in the world, and the Kaddish Baruch brought their light? He says it's Yadua Kimaat Min Oy Docha Rabbi Min Choshech. When you have a dark room, it's known in the world. You have a little bit of light, a little bit of light pushes away all the darkness. He says you have that candle, pushes away all the darkness, all the challenges and confusion and the chaos of a person's life. He says, what's that light in a Jewish life? That light in a Jewish life is the Emunah Bitachon. An Emunah Bitachon of understanding and having firm belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam at the end of the day to know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And he says, you want to know what else is that light? That light is also the Halakha Torah, the Torah Kedosha. When a person studies Torah, you're able to literally uproot all the darkness in the world. And he says, this is something we have to teach our children. When you're constantly in that Choshech, but you're constantly searching for that ore. And what are you doing with that ore? The ore of Torah, the ore of Emunah Bitachon. And realize that there's always hope, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you the Yeshua Hashem Kerif Ayin. This is the Chafetz Chaim we actually said later on, like in yesterday's shir, we saw it in Parshas Vayelach. He says, why is it that pasuk, that mitzvah, the last mitzvah in the Torah, the Torah, the Sefer Torah, comes right after, Vanochi Asir Asir Panai, when Hashem says that I hide myself? He says, Chavetz Chaim, you're able to go through a Jewish life. You're going to have hard times and challenges. Vanochi Asir Panai, you're going to have a hard time. But you want to know the number one way to get through it? Kiss with Chavetz Asir Azos. Find me in the Holy Torah. Find me in the Yiddishkeit. Find me in the Ruchnius. And then all your choshech will fall away. This is exactly why how it starts off. He starts off the Chafetz Chaim starts off his sefer with this message, and he ends off the sefer with the Chafetz Chaim altar with this message. A person will have choshech in his life. The number one way to get through it is through turning to Hashem with sincere faith and munah bitachon with the Torah HaKadosha. At the end of the day, to always know the Ribbono Shel Olam is in our corner. I thought it to be very apropos for tonight. So today, tonight's Chafei Elul. Tonight Chafei Elul is the yard site, the day after the yard site, but we know that on Rosh Hashanah is the day that the man was created, Na'asa Adam. So Chafei Elul is actually the first day of creation. So how important is it about to learn this Torah on Chafei Elul, which is already the beginning where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to create the world, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Good, let's move on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from the Chafetz Chaim and Parshas Vayera. Parshas Vayera, we know the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, Dafka, when on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Chafetz Chaim in the Pasuk, Perchav Alf, Pasuk Alf, Hashem, Pocket, Asara, Kamshar Omer, Atar, Taylor, Sara, Lavram, and Ben Zakun, Lemoid, Ashadibir, Toilok, HaKadosh Baruch, remember Sara as he said he would, and Sara conceived and bore Avram a son in his old age. Says the Chafetz Chaim, why do we read this section of the Torah on Rosh Hashanah? He said, okay, we know at the end of the day, we know, okay, Yitzchak is very good, the shofar, very good. But you want to know, says the Chafetz Chaim, another reason why we read the whole Torah of how Sara had Yitzchak. Because at the end of the day, the reason is for us to develop hope and trust in Hashem. At the end of the first Torah, we're supposed to be able to realize that there's going to be darkness. And there's going to be hard on time, but we have to hold on to our Emunah Bitachon, hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Here, we have to realize that Sarah was so old. She was mamish old, 90 years old. How could she have a baby? And still, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed it that she would give birth. He needed Korim as Parsha Azot for Rosh Hashanah. Man Sipar Niflaz Hashem. You want to know? Because we have to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be wonders and miracles whoever needs. She Imanu Sarah Acharei Bilti Shai Kvar Bas Tishim Shana Yadu Ben. Min Ha'ura Hazen Nisha Tikva Bitachem Hashem Ki Mimenu Lo Yipa Kol Dover. At the end of the day, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no such thing as rational and logical, not logical. The Ribbono Shel Olam is above this world. At the end of the day, Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to bring Yeshua. The Rebbe Shalom will bring Yeshua. Says the Chavetz Chaim, trust in the Chodesh Baruch Hu, and you will always feel hope. Rosh Hashanah is a day of miracles, and not just a day that Sarah, Rachel, Chana will remember, but everyone who needs a miracle, everyone who needs a Yeshua, the Yeshua's Hashem, the miracles, and all the Sarim Kedoshim, all the Chassidim Shesvarim say that Rosh Hashanah has the DNA to be able to bring that person who's looking for a Shulach, that person who's mamish looking for that Refuah Shlema, it has the ability to bring mamish miracles. Where do we learn this from? We learn this from how Sarah was remembered at 9 years old. 9 years old, Chavetz Chaim, the Rebbe Shalom says, he didn't have to go to the standard rules of nature. He brought the Yeshua, even when it didn't look like he was going to. At the end of the day, second idea is, the first idea was to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through the Torah, Kedosh, and Mubitach. And here, he says, specifically when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have to know, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers Sarah, he can remember each and every one of us to go above nature, but we have to have a Munah and Bitachon in the Rebbe Shalom. Taka, this is very apropos for 2B. V'chol Michal Zlachev, whose yortzeit is tonight, Chafei Elo. V'chol Michal Zlachev, one of the early Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Simon says, he says a beautiful term, Ben Gilas Esther, he oymin is Hadassah, that Mordechai brought up Hadassah. He brought up Esther in his home. Omin is said, Omin is Loshen Amuna, it's a Loshen Hamshacha. What do you mean to bring up? Say V'chol Michal Zlachev, when a person has Amuna, you bring down Schar, you bring down Shefa into your life when you decide to have a Muna B'tachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when the world's telling you not to, and even when telling you the whole world and every CNN, Fox News, and this and that, at the end of the day, you have a Muna B'tachan, it goes above and beyond. And this is the Torah we said from Neish Kodesh over the years, Parsha Shlach, when Kalev and Yeshua says, Kiyach Anuchala, what does it mean, Kiyach Anuchala? They were in Meragim, how can you do it there? No, stop thinking rationally, it's time to think irrationally, it's time to think with their Muna B'tachan, but now we're getting a little away. Naimish, the second number, idea number two, Chavetz Chaim says, why do we read about Sarah getting remembered? Because each and every one can get remembered as well. The Rebbe Hashem doesn't have to be ruled by the rules of nature. It's through our Koyach, Emunah, Bitachon, and the Rebbe Hashem. That's idea number two. Idea number three now, from the Chavetz Chaim, on Parshas Miketz. We know the Gemara, the same Gemara over there in Rosh Hashanah, that I believe in Daf Yod, Yodaf, the Gemara says that Yosef was also brought out of prison on Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says, "Mem alaf yudal ve'yishach paro ve'yikras Yosef ve'yitzu min abor." Paro said that he called Yosef and they ran in from the prison. And the Chavetz Chaim takes note when the time came for Yosef's liberation, the time came for the Geula. Chodesh Baruch Hu didn't wait af rega achad Yosef alazman. He didn't wait 1 second. So just like the Chodesh Baruch Hu brought the Yeshua by Yosef when it was time, so too Mashiach is going to come. He's not going to wait 1 second. Lo nis nanei af rega Yosef al hazman el pisum yavo. V'yirtzu osan b'mihir is going to go to the Arzina Kedosh b'mihir v'yameinu. Says the Chavetz Chaim, when it's time to go, Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring us right then and there. Yeshua Hashem kerev ayin. Says the Chavetz Chaim, you think it's Rabbi Nachman? It's Chavetz Chaim 101. Never despair, since liberation geula from difficulties can come at any moment. This is how it's going to be with the final redemption, says the Chavetz Chaim. Just like Yosef wasn't let out of prison slowly, it was vayiritzuhu. It was quick, because it was time for the geula. So too, when the ultimate geula, Chodesh Baruch Hu is not going to wait 1 second, the ultimate Chodesh Baruch Hu is going to immediately arrive. We have to be ready. We know the story of the Chavetz Chaim. Always had that bag packed. And the guy came to Chavetz Chaim's house and said, "Nu, where's your furniture?" And he said, "Nu, where's your furniture?" to the guest. He says, "I'm just passing through here." And the Chavetz Chaim said, "Yeah, I'm also passing through here." But he was a mitzapa. Yeshua Hashem Karev Ayin. If you had to really categorize these three ideas, the first idea of Vayihi Or, that even in Choshech HaPenei Tohom, at Parshas Bereishis, which is on Chafei El itself, and the second idea of Parshas Vayera, when it first says Hakadosh Baruch Hu remembering Sarah, and the third idea by Yosef Atzadik, I think there are three different messages, but they're all one message. And they're all one message is when you have the Rebbe Hashem in your life, you have Emunah Bitachon, you have Torah, you have Ruchnius, you live a different life. You live a spiritual life. You can be able to go above and beyond this world. And this is what the Chavetz Chaim is telling us his entire life. Never despair. Know that Rebbe Hashem is always by our side. And that's the first Torah from Parshas Bereishis. Even when this Choshech B'nei Tohom, we go to a dark room, you bring one light, a candle, one little Torah, one Mishnah, one little Menah B'Tachon, lights up the whole world. And the second idea of the Chavetz Chaim in Parshas Vayera, why do we read, says the Chavetz Chaim. Why do we read Parshas Vayera on Rosh Hashanah? Read Parshas Vayera on Rosh Hashanah to remember, just like Kadosh Baruch remembered Sarah, so too he can remember us, anything, any Yeshua that we need. All we knew how to do is to have a Munah B'tachon Rabbanu Shalom. We said the Torah from Yechol Michal Zachev, Vahi Oymen Es Hadassah. When a person has a Munah, it brings down Shefa, just like the Eish Kodesh and Parshas Shalach. And then the final idea, we said from Parshas Miketz, when it was time for Yosef to be redeemed, it was Vayuitzu Minabor. The Gemara tells that Yosef was redeemed out of prison and when? On Rosh Hashanah. And Chavetz Chaim makes sure to tell us, just like he wasn't taken out slowly, he was very speedy, he was rushed out of captivity. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time to bring the Mashiach for us, and so too maybe even for our own personal gulas, when it's time for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it swiftly and immediately. And we should never despair, says the Chavetz Chaim, because you know the gula is right around the corner. We should be Zochab Hashem to take these three teachings of the Chavetz Chaim and of Parshas Bereishis, of Parshas Vayera, Parshas Miketz, the lessons of never despairing, to always know even the Choshech, the Or, the Torah, the Munah B'Tachon, to know that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there for Sarah, he could be there for us as well, even in times when it doesn't look like naturally could work out, and to know that Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always around the corner, that Tzadik and Chavetz Chaim should mail Yosef for us and all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be Zochab Hashem to see him very soon, Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, wishing everyone a good Shabbat, good Shabbat.